Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
In 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Off-grid Angie.
Snacky Angie.
Snacky Angie tonight.
And Steve Classic.
And I would like to thank Adam, who's a silver level amplifier with us with our AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com is where you can go to sign up. Amps.freetalklive.com. That means that Adam is giving at least $5 a month to help advertise, market, promote, and support the show. And we thank you so much for that, Adam. And if you'd like to learn more about that, figure out what perks and benefits you can get for signing up, as well as help us out here at Free Talk Live, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And I'm going to go straight to you, your phone calls and thoughts. We have Matthew waiting on the line. Matthew, what's on your mind?
I'm calling in about illegal fireworks because I used to live in San Antonio, where on New Year's Eve they have a fireworks extravaganza because fireworks are legal in Texas. And then I moved to Hawaii, where fireworks are illegal, and there were even more fireworks than there were in Texas on an island. So you'd think they'd be able to control that. So why do you think that people ban fireworks? Because it clearly doesn't work. Because every time I move somewhere new where fireworks are illegal on New Year's Eve and Independence Day and all these other holidays, people are lighting them off and no one seems to care about it.
Well, I think it's the same reason people keep banning everything and it doesn't work. The war on drugs has been going on since Reagan, at least, or a little before him, and hasn't been winning. Drugs have been winning the war on drugs, and yet we still have things banned in every state, you know?
On every Facebook group in town, there's always someone like, I heard fireworks coming from blah, blah, blah street.
Wow.
I think people just set off fireworks and just check the Facebook chat.
Well,
they're talking about the fireworks. Those are our fireworks. I don't know.
I also think it's just a response to, so because we live in a time, or we have for quite a while now, where like highly, what's the word, litigious?
Litigious.
Is that the word I'm looking for? It's like somebody lost a finger in some town somewhere once upon a time. And it upset a lot of people. And so it's like, okay, now we got to regulate that. And then it's just like, I don't know. Could you ever actually enforce all of the regulations that we've created in the last, 80 years?
Imagine instead of fireworks, it was taxes. No one paid their taxes.
It's illegal to pay them?
Come on.
Well, but they're all too busy enforcing fireworks to run down your tax money. Wouldn't that be great?
So how are the fireworks in San Antonio? Not as good as Hawaii, huh?
Oh, so they're not as good. But the other thing I noticed that in Hawaii they actually clean up the fireworks. In San Antonio they do not. Like you drive around the streets on January 1st and it looks like a war zone.
I guess I just thought that was normal. But also I did notice that when I moved from San Antonio to Salt Lake City, I was like, whoa, Salt Lake City is clean for a city.
Yeah,
like not San Antonio isn't like San Francisco poop on the ground bad. It's just not pristine clean. Like when I grew up in suburbs of San Antonio, the next day after 4th of July, there'd be fireworks stuff everywhere. But I kind of like that smell.
So in Hawaii, like, are you talking about the town or the city putting on the fireworks display, or just like people in their backyards?
Oh, people in their backyards. Like, it's all over. Like, if you go down to the beach, you'll just see, like, it's all over the hills. Or I guess they're technically mountains.
So how are they getting out of the island?
That's a great question. You would think that it would be easy because it's in the middle of the ocean. Like, you'd be able to tell who's bringing what in.
Right.
But it was a greater quantity and the population, this is at least on Oahu, smaller population than San Antonio, and yet they have more illegal fireworks despite, and when you're in Texas leading up to holidays, there's fireworks stands on the side of the road where you can just buy as much as you want, and
awesome.
No one will even bat an eye.
But in Hawaii, they have weather weapons that light everything on fire. It's incredible.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Well, those are always safe.
Well, it's like in New Hampshire, the fireworks are legal. They're everywhere. There's huge mega stores of fireworks. I know that, traveling through New England, there's just big billboards, this Phantom Fireworks in New Hampshire, State Line Fireworks.
Is it New Hampshire. The only one?
The only state that
allows it?
Yeah, and there's always like Massachusetts cars and Connecticut cars and Vermont cars. And the thing, I think Massachusetts got their hand slapped because they were patrolling outside of one of the fireworks stores and following cars back through Massachusetts when they left.
What?
And I think they got slapped like, hey, you can't enforce what we're buying over there through Massachusetts. I don't know what the story was, but yeah, fireworks are great. I store fireworks with gasoline and lithium batteries and what's the other stuff I have in there? Little small fire rim fire stuff.
Oh right, yeah. Matches. Yeah, matches. He stores all of his flammables in a single location.
It's great.
Yeah, I thought you were joking.
No, I actually do.
Well, either way, thank you so much for the call, by the way, Matthew. But I wonder if that many people like die from fireworks. What's the point that they're making by making them illegal on holidays? Is it wildfires?
Well, I think people's dogs go crazy, and everyone's like, don't light the fireworks up because of my dog. And
I would never ask somebody to not do something on their property because it bothers my dog. It does bother my dog. And this morning, one went off, and he was like a little, like it was far away, and he was like, what the heck was that? And I was like, oh no, it begins. But it's not, okay, like maybe I don't have the worst dog for it because he doesn't like lose his mind, but I just have to hold him for the night. And it's like,
let me guess, you take responsibility for your dog.
Yeah, I just, like, I even feel the same way about, like, when there's noise outside and you're trying to sleep. If you sleep at a normal time or you sleep at an irregular time, I just think it's your responsibility to put on a fan noise or something. Because I used to have a roommate, and she worked all day, so she would have people over at night. And it would, like, irritate me. I'd be like, wow, I have to go to sleep for work in the morning. But I was like, well, I used to put on a fan noise to keep bird noises out of my ears when I was trying to sleep. So let me just try the fan noise. And I could sleep through anything she did. So it, like, never caused any problems. I didn't have to go be like, you can't hang out with your friends in our house at night. Like, they were trying to be not super loud, too. But I don't know. I just think it's your responsibility that if somebody in your house doesn't like the noise, if a dog doesn't like the noise, you can't control what people are doing outside in their yards. But as far as, like, starting a fire, well, that's what people have fire stations for, right? Or fire departments for, right?
Well, if you're doing a bonfire, you have
to
have...
How many fires have actually gotten started from?
Yeah, right.
From a bonfire?
Yeah. It's like, is there a holiday wildfire syndrome?
Well, in California, I would imagine. Not here, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, listen... It is really different out west. Like
so much more dry.
You can,
Cigarette
The entire town of Santa Barbara burned down multiple times while I lived there. But one of the last big ones was because a couple of college kids that were having a bonfire didn't
put it out correctly.
Put the ashes all the way, or the coals, whatever.
Do you like go to prison at that point?
And they were college kids, so maybe they were like East Coasters that just did not appreciate that, like, you can't do that out here. You just burned an entire mountain and half of a town down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's legit. But that's that's just that climate. That's not everywhere.
Well, getting back to the fireworks in Hawaii, if they're illegal, more people want to do it. I think if it's banned, like, oh, you're not supposed to do that, people want to do it.
Yeah.
If it's legal, it's like, meh. It's like...
It's actually, I definitely believe that, because, like, with cigarettes, less or fewer kids or young adults smoke cigarettes in the UK and drink beer in the UK and Europe because it wasn't, oh, you cannot do that. Not even a sip or a drag until you're 21. It was more like, okay, you can do that at 16.
I think that's true of things like that. But mm-hmm. When it comes to fireworks, I think they're just really pretty and they're cool. And the bigger ones, I think that there's a lot of teenage boys that like to blow stuff up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really the temptation doesn't even need to be there of it being restricted.
Right.
I mean, I remember, like, using my first sparkler as a very, very small child, and I didn't know it was illegal. I was just like, shiny, I can write my name, you know, like.
Yeah. I didn't think of those as illegal. That's kind of crazy.
In California.
Really? Well, everything's illegal in California.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but again, you will set your town on fire.
Well, I'm writing my name, and the forest is now sparkling my name.
Yeah.
Call the fire department. I'm going to light the sparkler. Yeah.
Are these things illegal? I got these little crackers. Are they illegal in California?
I have no
idea. I'm quite sure they are.
So you just, like, pull on each side and a bunch of
the mess up.
Confetti's going to... Yeah, I'll take responsibility for the mess. It's going to be confetti everywhere. I have a little vacuum Captain gave me. You want to do it now?
Go ahead.
It didn't work. It was done. Okay,
I think we have to light it on fire, maybe.
You have to pull that thing.
Oh, no.
Wrap your finger around it. There you go.
It is a dud.
All right,
now I think you have to pull the other side.
Hit me on the face.
Oh my goodness.
It's a complete dud.
And that's exactly how it's said to do it. You pull on each side. Whoa, okay. But inside it should be confetti and a joke, apparently. Man, that sucks.
Right,
hopefully,
we'll grab another.
Yeah, well, we can just do another one if you want.
All right, here we go.
We're pulling it. It's another dud. Oh my
goodness.
Hobby Lobby. I shouldn't point it directly at my face. I'm like, what's in there? Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Well, let's see what's in there. There's nothing in there.
I will
there's one of those little frogs. There's a little plastic frog in there.
But that was it because it was supposed to be confetti in a. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's not supposed to pop.
I would bring these back. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a compass.
Nice. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
So there's no joke in it. It said everything has a joke.
Wait, here's something.
Maybe it said or. Okay, sorry, listeners. You guys don't know exactly what I'm talking about. I bought these little cardboard...
Poppers.
And you pull on each side, and I thought confetti was supposed to come out, and a joke, and some kind of a little trinket, like... A frog came out of
one. Oh, there's another plastic frog in this one.
That jumps. I knew there'd be something really silly like that, but I thought it'd be fun for New Year's. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call for whatever's on your mind. I think we talked about all we had to say about this Hanukkah heart attack or Christmas coronary. I just realized they're calling it that, too. The holiday heart syndrome that... People are wondering if it's just ABV, anything but the vax, because even if this was always a thing, even if data showed that people get the most heart palpitations during holidays, I had never seen headlines like this my entire life.
Yeah. I'm sure that actually is a thing, and that people who have a history of AFib probably need to be a little bit more careful with how they break their routine around this time of year, but... Yeah, I'm with you. I think that we're being programmed. I think we're being desensitized and distracted. Like, hey, no. I know that you think you've never heard anything about myocarditis in teenagers, but really, let's tell you what's been going on.
Everybody's always gotten myocarditis as a teenager.
It's
normal. Yeah, that's what they say.
Right.
Yep, I think that that's most likely the case. But... Moving on, I have this story from the Wall Street Journal. Ian sent it to me for show prep. He reads the Wall Street Journal in jail. And it's pretty hilarious to me. It says, that 80s hair you'd rather forget is back.
The
and
mullet?
Were both of you of age to do your hair and stuff in the 80s?
Oh,
yeah.
So,
yeah, we're middle age.
Which style are you thinking it's referring to?
I would say the mullet.
The mullet is...
hands down.
It's actually perms.
I was going to say, or on females, not only is it a perm, but it's the bangs.
The bangs and the broccoli. Broccoli hair with the bangs.
I've never heard it called that. That's really funny.
Broccoli. I don't know, mine was
a wave. Mm-hmm. I had a curl that went down and mm-hmm. then another curl that went up. And I mean, it was like the perfect wave.
Really? Well, it's actually on Teen Boys, which I thought found the most interesting part about this.
Well, the AI chat girlfriends are just like, oh, you're going to love this 80s cut. Go for it.
Get a perm. It's so weird.
Dude, you look great in a perm.
I haven't heard anything about this, but it says, thanks, Timothy Chalamet, which I'm going to go see his movie tomorrow. He's the new Willy Wonka. I don't know if you guys have seen the advertisements for it. He is the new Willy Wonka. I think it's supposed to be Wonka right before he got hit it big with his chocolate factory. It's like his backstory.
The trilogy.
Young Wonka.
Yeah, Young Wonka.
That's funny.
And people are complaining that he doesn't have that crazy look in his eyes like Gene Simmons.
Gene Wilder,
I meant to say.
Or the tongue like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. People are complaining. But no, people are complaining it doesn't seem like he's like crazy enough like Gene Simmons or, you know, needs therapy like Johnny Depp.
Right.
So, I don't know. People are complaining a lot about it, and I'm going to go see it tomorrow. But I didn't know his hair was a perm. I thought he just had wavy hair. It doesn't even really look like a perm to me. But apparently he's starting a trend that I didn't really think would ever happen, like a teen boy perm trend.
Or is his natural, and now other boys are going and getting permed to try to look like him?
That could be it. I mean, is this really what a perm would create? That just looks wavy to me. Like,
yeah, it looks like he has curly hair, just like...
Yeah, because you can do different size rolls in a perm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you could do. Remember the body wave? That was a thing.
I don't know.
A friend of mine, like the loose.
In the 80s, he had like a bowl haircut. He looked like Ringo. Ringo, just a bowl, like the Beatles. And one day, he comes into school, and his hair is all curly, like a perm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the strangest thing.
That's
like,
hilarious.
What did you do?
Did his mom make him?
I don't know.
Did you ask him? You were like, I'm not even talking about it.
No, we all just kind of said, yeah, that's all right, you know. But it wasn't like, oh, that's really defiant, you know.
Yeah,
you know, you look like the chicks.
I'm gonna do that too. Yeah,
I didn't do that.
That's how I feel. I feel like it's a feminine thing.
I gave that haircut that we're looking at right now to my college boyfriend. That exact cut. His hair looked identical to that picture.
And his hair was already wavy like
his
that?
His hair was, he had really thick, wavy hair, but it was just long. And it was getting to, it was kind of like, meh. And so,
I convinced
him to let me, I was just like, I'll cut it.
Yeah.
And it looked exactly like that picture.
I was cutting Ian's hair.
Like 4 hours because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
I was like, I'm not going to let him look bad. I will get it good, but it took me 4 hours.
I just think boy haircuts are way harder than girl haircuts because I cut my own hair. I don't go to like a person to cut my hair because what's the point? I just want to trim it. But I don't know how the heck people cut boy hair. I just started making Ian go to someone who takes gold backs, actually, in Keene. So that's pretty cool. So
I'm getting a little shaggy. I mean, some people think I'm with the band.
They're really good. People that take gold backs. It's Keene Barber. But
on West Street?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next to YOLO.
Right.
So I thought this was a hilarious thing because I think that usually there's not news stories about men's grooming trends at all. Like,
right.
If there is a story like that, it's going to be about like teen girls are all dyeing their hair blue or whatever. So I want to know why this is so influential. I don't really get the idea around liking this guy. Like, I don't hate him or something, but he's dating like Kylie Jenner. It doesn't seem to match. She's Kim Kardashian's youngest sister, and she's kind of like an Instagram thought, if you know what that is. Like,
So I get to thinking like, all right, so she's making him get a perm, so she's probably getting a kickback from some company that does the perm. Chemicals for your hair,
making
or some product that you have
to
use.
Your AI girlfriend can't do any of this.
Right, exactly. So she's saying, like, you got to get this perm, and then she hashtags or whatever.
So I see it more as a
influencers.
So I'm a few things that are going through my mind. One is sort of the feminization of men, right, and some of the kind of gender role reversal, you know, that type of stuff that we've been talking about. And then I'm immediately thinking, Oh my God, and it's just another marketing opportunity. So basically it's like you just said, that would typically be about a girl's haircut, like, oh, top 10 haircuts for girls this summer or whatever.
Yeah.
So now it's like, wait a minute, you mean we can put this in the magazines and sell this?
Right.
To boys too,
right?
You know,
like,
we just expanded.
It's like when the razor company's like, "Hey, women can shave their legs. We could sell twice as many razors." That's brilliant marketing.
Oh yeah, opportunity.
We'll
because
get an influencer.
At the end, it's always money.
Yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
Always money.
Yeah.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Like this guy specifically is the face of the feminization of men, in my opinion. I see him and I'm like, what could anyone be attracted to him for, except like a teenage girl, maybe.
Now, is there a product? This came from the Wall Street Journal, right?
Yes.
Now, is there, because those are the people who, you know, stocks and, you know, all the, you know, business stuff. So is there a product mentioned in that story? I'd be interested.
Oh, there is right here. It says 13-year-old Lucas Winters sat in a hairstylist chair with half-inch diameter plastic rods placed strategically across his head, a bag clipped over the top. The eighth grader at J.R. Garrett's Middle School in Kimberly, Wisconsin, was getting a perm, his second since the beginning of the school year.
Ooh.
I want it more lifted, he explained, while patiently waiting 20 minutes for the Quantum Extra Body Solution to sink in. So,
brought to you by Carl's Jr. I get paid to say that.
Wow. So that's interesting. It does look like we have a caller, though, and we have a few more minutes in the show. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind?
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about the horrible warmonger, Nikki Haley, who president.
Do we have to talk about her? I mean, you want to throw the emergency brakes on a good time.
I know. I might have to, you know, mute the phone in order to vomit. But seriously, I found it very hilarious that I guess she was, I don't know if it was a press conference or a debate or something, that she was sort of set up by a Democratic implant or plant that asked her, you know, put her on the spot and asked her what the causes of the Civil War was.
That was right here in New Hampshire.
Oh, it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So apparently she's getting excoriated by the mainstream media for her answer that did not mention slavery.
Right. I kind of equate that thing to the John Kerry. When John Kerry was running for president, he went to Philadelphia and he asked for a Philly cheesesteak with Swiss cheese on it.
Is that like, wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things, like, boom, that just destroys the entire thing.
603-283-6160. More coming up. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Thank you for the call, caller. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says his New Year's resolution is to be back next year. Biden gave that response while joking with reporters covering his family vacation in the Virgin Islands. When asked if he planned to speak to Ukrainian President Zelensky after the Russian bombardment, Biden said he speaks to him on a regular basis. U.S. military officials are reporting details on the Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Before I met anyone on Free Talk Live, I just thought it sounded like Ian, so I thought it was Ian. And I was like, what is this song? Did they make it? And then Ian went, yeah. I don't know why I thought I really was 100% sure that sounded like him. But it's so funny. Every time
we hear
it,
we hear the meow, meow song tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The intro music started with, that was meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. All right. I don't know which is which. One is
it's in rotation.
Rebel Inc. and one is something else. And, yeah, I know. I always think that one sounds like it's saying meow also. But we're probably having our crisis because I think that I might have done something. Captain figured it out, but we didn't have audio going out on the video streams. So I was probably, like, just ripping my headphones off during the break trying to get Ian to call me, but he didn't. Because I can text him actually in jail right now, which is so much better than last time he was in jail. But I wanted to tell you about Forkfest. Well, maybe I should tell you, if you don't know what I'm talking about my husband being in jail, I think I said boyfriend, or maybe, I don't know if I'm crazy, but sometimes I do that on Free Talk Live, not ever in real life, but on Free Talk Live. But Ian is the founder of this show, and he went to jail for selling cryptocurrency, and if you'd like to learn more, you can go to thecrypto6.com. But I want to tell you first about ForkFest 2024. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 13th through the 16th for the 8th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out in recent years. ForkFest happens the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 16th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there June 13th through the 16th. ForkFest.party. And, you know, I don't think I said who we were.
Yeah,
so, with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Off-grid Angie.
And Steve Classic.
And you can call 603-283-6160 if you have anything you want to bring up. Until then, we hadn't gotten into this story about boys getting perms. And I just think there's a lot to say about it. It might not seem like it, but I think this Timothée Chalamet character is the face right now of feminizing men, because I don't get it. I could never be attracted to him. Like, he doesn't look like a woman to me.
But just because of his hair?
One step away. No. Oh. It's like everything about him. Okay. On the break, I'll have to show you. So when the Willy Wonka movie was still being filmed and it hadn't come out in theaters yet, there was a tweet that went kind of viral where somebody used a photoshopped picture of him, his head, but in like this red latex one-piece outfit that looked very feminine. And it was like, it looked like there was like someone standing in front and they got a sneak peek and they're like, OMG, leaked pictures from the making of the new Wonka movie. And I believed it because he's just that girly. I was like, oh my God. Gosh, Ian, you need to see this weird picture. What is going
Why
on?
Why are you wearing that?
Can I send it to Ian through the jail email so some guard had to look at it before I realized it was Photoshop?
What'd he think about it?
Yeah. AI.
I think I told him it was fake by then, but it just is so... It's the thing about it is when satire is believable, that it's not the satire person's fault. It's the person who is being that believably... you know, easy to make fun of.
Right.
And it's so funny to me that that happened. But this story here from the Wall Street Journal says that 80s hair you'd rather forget is back. Thanks, Timothée Chalamet. Moms who live through perms have teen boys begging for the curly dudes. And that's just weird. The thing about it, I'm sorry. Like, I know that there's been times when boys were straightening their hair to be goth or something. I was never attracted to them either. So, I was never one of those girls who was like, I'm a scene girl. And I want a boy that, like, dyes his hair black and has bangs across his face. That's just
weird. An eyeshadow.
Yeah. I never was. My mom was, but more of an 80s style guy with eyeliner thing. That's so weird to me. Like, I can't imagine being attracted to a guy that, like, acts like and dresses like a girl. I think it's weird. But, I think the thing about it that is most weird is that boys are asking to go do this. Like, okay, if you're gay, it's totally different. I don't have any, I don't even have any question about it. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Gay guys asking to go get their hair done. Whatever. But I don't think that's what this is. This boy is, like, dating Kylie Jenner. I think that they, the Hollywood people, they just put things out there and they're like, this is normal. And you're just supposed to act like it's normal that Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are dating, and it's not. Like...
And are they really, or is it just a...
PR?
Yeah.
I think PR things are done with intentions to program people a certain way.
Of course. Right, we're talking about it.
Of course. Yeah.
Right? We wouldn't be talking about this guy if there wasn't a story about him. So it's probably a press release.
For his movie.
Right. It's a press release for his movie and whatever the product is they're selling.
Mm-hmm. Like, Kylie Jenner, she has two kids. Imagine choosing this guy to, like, co-parent with you. That's just
terrible.
Gonna
get the babies a perm. What?
It says, on a recent Wednesday after school, 13-year-old Lucas Winters sat in a hairstylist chair with half-inch diameter plastic rods placed strategically across his head, a bag clipped over the top. I want it more lifted, he explained, while patiently waiting 20 minutes for the quantum extra body solution to sink in. That 80s hair fad that some people hope to never see again is making a comeback, thanks to teen boys angling for a tousled, just-out-of-bed look that looks perfectly imperfect all day. Why are boys thinking about this? It's weird.
Well, okay, that's right where my mind was going. So I think what's happening, it sounds to me, for decades, maybe centuries, right, they have been in the heads of women, making us constantly think about appearance and like how you measure up and, you know, what's right, what's wrong. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of like self-scrutiny that goes on, and it sounds like they are now trying to drive that in men. It's historically been a female thing.
Well, I just use the magic rectangle.
Or females have been target to it, I should say.
I use the magic rectangle and I looked up quantum.
I worked at
Sally's. It's a hair product.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole thing is a psyop to sell.
Can you see that picture?
It's like
that just seems like a random thing to sell. That is like the brand. If you were gonna go get a perm, you would buy that one at Sally's.
Right, but they mentioned
look how much that label looks like the Coca-Cola label.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But they mentioned it specifically in the article. Not he's got some perm solution. No, but it's quantum hair product.
Yeah, it could definitely just be an ad, too.
Brought to you by Carl's
Brought
Jr.
to you by Kylie Jenner.
Yeah,
by, right. Go see the new movie. You know, it's almost like Coca-Cola brought to you by McDonald's.
My friend's daughter wants to see it, so that's why I'm going to go see it. And I was like, it seems like one of those movies that's going to be cringy in a way that will be fun to make fun of.
So does he have the hairstyle in the movie?
It might be even curlier in the movie because he's supposed to look like, you know, Gene Simmons. Which I think,
Gene Wilder.
Wilder.
Oh, yeah, Gene Wilder. I keep saying.
Gene Simmons, I think he's got a little bun, doesn't he? Gene Simmons got
I thought he had long black hair. Isn't Gene Simmons from Kiss?
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a bun, honestly. I don't know.
I just think
Gene Simmons' son is handsome, but I never really pay attention to him. He's way older than me, I guess.
Yeah.
And older than even Ian. It says,
so they're hawking quantum hair products.
Yeah, that's probably what is happening. It says, his hair is now more expensive than mine, says Lucas's mother, a 13-year-old boy. It's just weird. Unless he's gay. Like, okay, I wouldn't even be talking about this if he's gay. I'd be like, oh, that's normal. Let's move on. But it's not. The article isn't telling it like that. His hair is now more expensive than mine, says Lucas's mother, Wendy Winters, a Home Depot store manager who normally pays $45 for her own haircuts at Hair by Ali Vandriel in Menishaw. Why would they even... That's a weird thing that they purposely put out there. Like on
that was weird.
That girl just got a shout-out on the Wall Street Journal for...
Hey, wait, where does
hair,
she work?
Hair?
No, where does the mom work?
Oh, she works at Home Depot.
Oh, Home Depot. I just said that. Look, I have a Home Depot ad on my phone right now.
Oh, you got a Home Depot ad when you looked up Quantum?
No, I'm just saying, like, all these, like... They could just say they could just say that she's a store manager, but they have to say at Home Depot, you know, and they go to a salon, this specific salon. It just sounds like it's all product placement.
It's like in Talladega Nights, which is one of the greatest movie displays of product placement. Like, it's just funny.
Is it supposed to be kind of like they live, everything's an advertisement?
Yeah, well, Talladega Nights is like Will
racing.
Ferrell plays a NASCAR racer. Mm-hmm. And
they have stuff all over him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
But it's...
I'm sure they make it funny.
It's a joke, but it's like so in your face. But I'm sure that's reality.
Right, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
It does kind of feel like that right now. Like, even this random girl who does hair at Hair by Ali Vandriel in Menishaw, Wisconsin, just got a shout out. Like, that's so random. So weird. Says she paid for Lucas's first perm in August, but told her son to dig into his allowance money to help to cover the $115 this time around. Whoa. So boys are spending $115 of their allowance on perming their hair.
I'm telling you, it's money. It's starting to get into the male mind the way they have into the female mind. And it's also chemical exposure now to men the way it has been to women.
Yeah, because that is
this
crazy
is where
chemical.
My brain goes.
Yeah.
It's like...
You put chemicals in your hair, twist it. Right?
Yeah, that's a really strong chemical. Like, that's one thing that, like, I normally say, like, whatever, just do that yourself at home about almost everything. But perming, I wouldn't even attempt that at home. Like, you'd need to be a professional and know about the chemicals. Mm-hmm. Because
it's probably got atrazine in it, too.
But, well, that's the thing. The more I'll be curious over the next 20 to 30 years, you know, the suspense will be killing me, to see if some of the health issues that have historically been like, this seems to affect women more than men. Right. If we start seeing differences because of, you right. know, like if enough if they're pushing enough stuff towards men that historically would have only been pushed towards women.
I can see the commercials now. Did you get a permanent in the year 2024?
Oh, no.
You could be right. entitled to extreme compensation for your hair loss
right. oh,
and
my
your
God.
Sterility. You know, it's probably like a sterility product. Like, hey, we'll put it in the quantum hair thing, and Whoa. Boys will love it, and we'll make them sterile. All part of the depopulation agenda.
I think there has to be something wrong with you to look at Timothy Chalamet, be a 13-year-old boy, and be like, I idolize him. Unless you're gay. Okay, if you're gay, it's like, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of straight guys who think that. It makes no sense.
I mean, when I was 13, I wouldn't be bragging I'm going to the salon to Charlamagne. I was going to Tony's barbershop or whatever, you know?
Like, but so, again, like, since I spent the majority of my life on the West Coast, you know, and in my teenage years, right, growing up, and now that I'm out east and specifically in the Shire, I will say that there are manly men out here. Like, it's like men's men. And I just was never, that's few and far between. And I'm not saying like they're not real men or whatever, but it's not, they're not packaged. He calls those angiism. Sometimes I say things.
Oh, I thought it was a Freudian slip.
That's
an angiism slip.
If you live in like, you know, San Diego or LA or suburban California as a man, your life is so different and you're going to dress and look different. Like, you're going to a gym, you have a gym membership, and you're going to wear like your joggers that are like skinny joggers now, 'cause that's what's in style. And you're going to have your haircut that's like, okay for your corporate job. And you're going to have it's so different.
Right, you don't have a chainsaw. And,
like when I was a teenage girl, I probably would have thought like, oh, he's cute because, you know, I don't know, maybe his like feminine features would have like seemed more like
normal,
like safe, or like he looks sweet, he looks kind, or you know what I mean. But I also didn't have, I wasn't surrounded by what I'm surrounded by.
Like the red and black flannel and beards and.
I wasn't surrounded by the lumberjacks that I'm surrounded by.
Pickup truck driving.
Like, I do see what you're saying.
Out here in the West Coast.
Jay Noon made a point once that really made me think, because when I was a middle schooler all the way up till a 17-year-old high schooler, I just thought, it wasn't that I ever thought I was gay. I've never thought I was gay, but I was like, I think I just don't really like boys. Maybe one day I'll like boys. Like, all my friends, like, had boyfriends and stuff, and, like, boys would like me, and I just would be like, this is nauseating, I don't like them. I can't make myself like them. And I think I figured out one, I don't like boys that are high schoolers. And two, I lived in not like the city of San Antonio, but the suburb right outside of it.
A more metropolitan area, yeah.
And I think that like all of my boyfriends were like bi at least, or gay, and like skateboarders who cared about how they dressed and like stuff that wasn't manly. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out to the middle of nowhere in Utah, and all of a sudden it was like, seriously, like it was like I got hit in the head and liked boys. And I don't know if it's just like
less fluoride in the water, maybe.
The thing that is one thing that Jane actually said, and he also said, "Well, you were away from the city, so your hormones started working." And I was like, "That seriously could have something to do with
it." That could be a thing, and it could also just be that you were in an area where the community you were in had, you know, a set of values that just weren't in line with you.
Yeah.
Right. With what you were looking for, and you moved to an area with a different set of, you know, because that's kind of how community works.
Yep. I think that makes a lot of sense. So maybe these boys actually do have a normal straight boy prerogative.
But this kid's in Wisconsin.
That's a good point,
right?
Too.
Too bad the captain wasn't here to comment. What's it like out there?
Yeah. Is it all gay boys in Wisconsin, Captain? Your opinion. It says, confounded hairstylists are trying to better understand hair trends. I'm confounded. Oh, he says including broccoli and bird's nest hair. That's what you were calling it.
Oh, the broccoli with bangs.
I don't understand what broccoli is.
A bird's nest?
There is a thing to click on there, but it's a TikTok. It's just like, hair that's it's like crazy. Like, it's just poofy, yeah. Like, it's not quite a wave. It's definitely not a curl. It's just, like, messed up looking. Okay. Kind of like Carrot Top. No, I think his is actually curly.
Just go to my high school yearbook,
well,
you can see it.
I think this kind of started because of, like, the beachy wave thing, and you know what I mean? Like, guys started wearing, you know, as soon as guys started wearing their hair a little bit longer, like... Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you'd have some little kind of, like, waviness.
Are those
blows? I would just think that was natural in most guys. Like, wouldn't most guys just be like, I have my hair long. Oh, and it's wavy. Okay, whatever.
Right. But then the media takes an idea like that and plants it. And
in the Wall Street
basically
Journal.
tells all the other boys that, like, this is what girls want.
Yeah.
This is what you need to look like. That's what I'm saying. To me, this is just, like, somebody went to a meeting and went, oh, my God, we've been missing the boat. We're only messing with women's heads.
Right.
Yeah.
We can get Kylie on board. We got a movie coming out with him. We've got this sterilizing hair shampoo that the boys will love and basically wipe out a generation in 20 years.
And I've been talking about how I don't understand how a girl would be attracted to Timothy Chalamet, but it goes the same way with Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner is the most... She's the one that's famous for getting giant lips. She's the most, like, vapid... She's more vapid than Kim Kardashian, I think. I don't know which one is more vapid. She is, like, gross. Like, she looks like a Bratz doll. They even made a Bratz doll out of her.
Oh, like fake-looking, you mean?
Fake-looking.
Yeah,
like
okay.
What's a Bratz doll?
Even... Oh, it was from, like, the early 2000s.
Sorry.
It was more recent than Barbie.
Know. I won't get it.
Well, I was allowed to play with Bratz dolls.
Plastic,
they were like
surgery.
They look like prostitutes.
Oh.
And, she's with, like, plastic
surgery.
Oh, like
the AI girl.
Yeah.
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 That's the thing.
It's like the hoe version of a Barbie doll. Like,
yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Really, honestly. And they made the heads so they were not proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
So the head was disproportionately large and very round. And, like, the eyes were drawn on, like, disproportionately, like...
And the lips.
Big, and lips and, like... Yeah.
Okay.
And, that was the type of thing my mom would be like, nope, you're getting a Barbie. And all my other friends had Bratz dolls, stuff like that. But
Bratz dolls. I thought you
B-R-A-T-Z.
Said Bratz dolls.
Yeah. Oh,
sounds
like one
disease.
Word.
Oh, I have Bratz dolls.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a bratwurst.
But I just think that she's on the other side of this. Like, would boys normally be, like, all boys be attracted to that instead of, like, normal girls without the media pushing it so hard?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is what you want. Right. And then girls are being obese just so that way they can have some, like, girls that aren't, like, developed. They'll just be like, I'll be fat. Because guys like curvy. Like, and it's not even healthy. Like, I just have this theory that Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner have made girls be fat and be okay with it because, like, you're not going to look like Kylie Jenner without plastic surgery. But they're just like, oh, I want to have a big, huge butt. Well, I'll just be a little bit fat. Guys like that. And it's just like, it's like all of these things at once. It's making people unhealthy. It's not normal, I think.
They've got people running around looking to create a physical identity instead of just their own actual identity through their thoughts and their
values. Probably depends on, like, what corporation has given them the money. Like,
yeah.
The perms. Like, oh, so now we're into, like, skinny people. Well, then we suggest Slim Fast or whatever product they're going to hawk. They're just using these people as, quote-unquote, influencers.
Yeah, that's true, because even this year...
Right, but the person on the other end...
But
if they're not aware of that person on the other end is trying to put themselves, they're trying to put themselves into a physical group, right?
Right.
I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, I'll just be overweight because at least that's a thing.
Right.
And I can have a page. I can post about my my hardships as a heavy person. Oh, my God.
Right.
The whole thing about the Southwest Airlines.
I get 2 seats
you know,
out
the
Southwest
other week.
Airlines.
Oh, my God. I get 2 seats.
But that's brainwashing everyone into, like, looking for a physical identity instead of just your actual self.
That's
your
kind of amazing
identity.
And your actual identity is true freedom. If you're constantly chasing the latest fad and whatever, like, you're not true to yourself, that's less freedom.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that you say that today because I was listening to Eckhart Tolle today. I've just always heard of him. Like, Eckhart Tolle, he's the guy who's all about the now, this present moment, this magic moment.
I looked out the window and I saw a rock.
Oh.
I don't know that one. It's like, oh, if you listen to his audiobook,
And then there was a bird that was singing. And I never heard a bird singing like that bird.
That's what he sounds like.
Oh, wow.
If you've listened
okay,
to the
well,
audio, never mind.
This
offense
is killing
sorry.
Me. Oh, sorry. I was going to say that he was singing in this. I just went to his YouTube. I was like, oh, everybody talks about this guy. I'll see if he's good. I usually listen to something kind of like that while I, like, just have other things I do in the morning to wake up, like drink coffee. And,
is it Into
he
the
was
Now?
Saying, no, it wasn't a book. This was just a YouTube video. And he was saying, well, when people are in survival mode, they're not even thinking about anything. But then the next step is just being all about materialism. And people identify so much with their physical body and not their, even their thoughts in mind, and definitely not their spiritual reality of what you are, which is God, in my opinion, in his opinion.
Right.
And he was saying that that is what causes all kinds of strife in the world because, oh, you're just your body? Well, what happens when you think about the fact that you're going to die one day?
Right.
And all the stuff.
Enter the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was really, that made a lot of sense to me because when I was like 20 years old, I was just like, whoa, I'm going to die one day. And I did not like that. Like I have never been one of those people who was like, I have anxiety ever. But there was a time I pulled over on the side of the road because I just like the thought popped in my head, like I'm going to die one day. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Like I couldn't even think. I just had to pull over and not be driving right then. Mm. And now I don't feel like that. The first thing I did was read a lot of books about near-death experiences because I was like,
oh, I love it.
Some people have to have had an experience, like, and they all have very similar experiences. So it makes me feel a lot more comfortable instead of being like, oh, you just hear some stories. I was growing up in the Bible Belt because I grew up in like Kansas, Tennessee, and Texas. My parents were. Or my dad was in the army, and my parents were Christian. So I would hear these stories like, oh, there was this man that was bad once, and he died, and he went to hell. And that doesn't
it's the threat
seem
of death.
To
yeah.
uh-huh. be the, when you look into the people who study near death, it doesn't
I'm seem a huge
that.
Fan of Christy Salisbury's podcast, Let's Talk Near Death. So after I went through my health crisis, we'll call, I don't know what to call
death.
It. Just my, yeah, I mean,
almost
I truly, I had like a foot in the grave. I was extremely sick. But I got breadcrumbed towards her podcast, and it did the same thing for me. It changed everything.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I like how this article went from just boys getting perms to real existential things. That's Free Talk Live for you. We'll be on tomorrow, not live, 7 to 10 Eastern. It's Free Talk Live. You can see more, listen to more at freetalklive.com. Peace.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.